President Bush is in Monterrey, Mexico, the first of three stops on a Latin American tour. He'll be offering more financial aid for developing nations at the UN Development Conference there. He'll also promote a plan for keeping terrorists from entering the United States. It focuses largely on the shared border between the U.S. and Mexico, but as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports, Mexico's southern border remains wide open to migrants from all over the world.
At major cities like Nuevo Laredo on Mexico's northern border, hopeful Latinos line the fence, waiting to make the illegal dash for higher-paying jobs in the U.S. Since September 11th, tightened security has made the crossing tougher in some places. It has also slowed the movement of billions of dollars in legitimate merchandise. Here, tractor trailers idle in lines sometimes hours longer than those of 6 months ago. Earlier this month, U.S. Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge came to Mexico City to say new security enhancements should not interrupt the flow of business.
We're trying to serve and enhance a 21st century relationship with an old intellectual and physical approach to our borders. It is vital to both countries that we move beyond this, that we embrace technology.
President Bush and Mexican leader Vicente Fox are due to unveil a joint security plan. It will likely include so-called smart ID cards to speed up border crossings and powerful scanners for examining vehicles. When Director Ridge was asked if the U.S. is satisfied with Mexican security efforts along its southern border with Belize and Guatemala, he said yes.
Vamos, jefe.
But around the jungly border outpost of Ciudad Hidalgo, Mexico, no one is monitoring the traffic of people. Along the banks of the murky Suchiate River, scores of tippy rafts fashioned from giant black truck inner tubes ferry thousands of people between Mexico and Guatemala daily. A 29-year-old unemployed Honduran named Olve Rogel, along with a dozen others, rests up for the crossing at a nearby immigrant shelter. He left his wife and three kids a week ago and hopes to reach New York and find a job. I keep thinking I'm not going to fail, he says. I'll keep trying to cross. As long as God has me on this earth, I won't return home, he says. I won't return. Rogel says the September attacks did nothing to dissuade him from heading north. Though initially the number of crossings did drop after September 11th, immigration authorities say they're rising again. Analysts estimate tens of thousands of Central Americans and others eventually reach the U.S. via southern Mexico. Among those migrants, U.S. officials worry, could be terrorists. Within eyesight of the illegal ferrying atop the official border bridge here, local immigration chief Sergio Toledo says he lacks the manpower to shut down the crossings. President Fox has promised to send soldiers to the region, but Toledo says they have not yet arrived.
Our problem is it's the river in this area. They can come from Iraq, Egypt, a lot of places in around the world.
Mexico may have a lot to gain by closing down this rugged border. Reducing the likelihood of U.S.-bound terrorists could provide President Fox with leverage in his campaign for more rights for the 4 million undocumented Mexicans working in the U.S. Those negotiations were tabled after September 11th, but Fox has revived them. 2 weeks ago, he made his goals clear to foreign journalists in Mexico City.
El buscar que aquellos mexicanos y mexicanas que están trabajando en los Estados Unidos, que están...
To try and have all those Mexican men and women working in the U.S. and fueling that country's development be considered legal in terms of the right to work, he said. Not necessarily nationalized, he added, but simply that their honest and dignified work is legalized. Presidents Fox and Bush agree that undocumented workers will not stop migrating to the U.S. until they can find good-paying jobs at home. To that end, in Monterrey, Bush will announce a series of public-private aid packages for Mexico's poorest regions. He'll also propose an additional $5 billion in aid to developing nations by the end of 2006. This weekend, he visits Peru and then El Salvador to propose a new Central American free trade agreement in turn for help in fighting drugs and terrorism. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.